This is a very strange shooting attack. Indeed, just a month before Winter Olympic Games in Sochi are set to begin, six people were found dead in four cars in the area of Pyatigorsk late on Wednesday. That area of Pyatigorsk is only 200 miles to the west from Sochi. Now, three men whose bodies were found in those cars have been identified, and none of them have anything to do with terrorism or army or anything like that. Two men were taxi drivers, and the third was assembling furniture for a private businessman. That's according to the Russian media. Their names have not been released, and the men are said to be local residents, and they drove an expensive Russian cars. It's not clear what was the motive behind that crime. Explosives were found in most of the cars, either outside or inside the cars, including booby traps. Some observers here suggested that this may be an effort to sort of destabilize the situation in the area prior to the games, an effort either by the organized crime or by Islamic militants who are operating in nearby Caucasus.
And if we add this latest incident to what occurred in Volgograd, when some 34 people were killed in two separate terrorist attacks, it makes for uneasy reading for those athletes and spectators who are going to descend upon Sochi from around the world. What are the Russian authorities doing to allay any concerns over security and a potential terrorist threat?
The Russian authorities are most certainly paying very special attention at security during the upcoming games in Sochi, following those two deadly suicide attacks that you mentioned, which killed 34 people. However, Russia ruled out increasing security in the response to those attacks, saying that everything necessary has already been done. And heightened security measures came into force in Sochi on January 7th, just 1 month before the Olympic Games. And this means that all security personnel there is now on combat alert. These measures, which are to be in place until March 21st, also include a ban on all non-local cars entering the city without a special Olympic pass, and that certainly created some tension among the local residents who did not obtain that pass and who will not be able to drive their cars. The Russian Emergencies Ministry said it is planning to use space monitoring capabilities to forecast possible emergencies. A spokesman for that ministry said that a special system of monitoring and emergencies forecasting has been already put in place, and that comes in addition to a surveillance system that will include drones, reconnaissance robots, and high-speed patrol boats. Now, all internet and other communication traffic will be monitored throughout the games. In addition, Russian media also reported that over 400 Cossacks already arrived in Sochi on Thursday to help local police. Now, those Cossacks will accompany police patrols, and they will wear their full uniform, which includes tunics, fur hats, and even swords. So that will be quite a colorful scene. Now, 37,000 police and Interior Ministry troops are expected to be on duty during the games, and that's nearly double of the entire security personnel of the Olympic Games in London 2 years ago. Police officers were reportedly trained to communicate with the guests at the games in three languages, in addition to Russian. That would be English, French, and German, and a special hotline has been established, 24-hour hotline, where people can call in case of an emergency.
And finally, do you think there's any conversation being had about whether or not this unparalleled security project that's going to be cast over the entire Sochi Games is actually going to do anything detrimental to the spirit of the Olympic event?
There's quite a lot of talk at the moment about how those unprecedented security measures might actually interfere with the actual process of the sports competition, because the measures are indeed unprecedented, and terrorist attacks on the eve of the games certainly add to the tension that is likely to be felt by the guests and the participants during the games. And of course, that tension is likely to grow as more guests arrive and as athletes arrive and face a very tough and very serious security measures that are to be implemented in Sochi.